Jeremiah chapter 43. And it came to pass, that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking to all the people all the words of the Lord Jehovah their God, for which the Lord Jehovah their God had sent him to them, even all these words. Then Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men spoke, saying to Jeremiah, "You speak falsely. The Lord Jehovah our God has not sent you to say, 'Do not go into Egypt to live there.' But Baruch the son of Neriah set you on against us, in order to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death, and carry us away captives into Babylon." So Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people, did not obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah to live in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, took all the remnant of Judah, who had returned from all nations, where they had been driven, to live in the land of Judah. Even men, and women, and children, and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had left with Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt. Because they did not obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, so they came even to Tapanhes. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah in Tapanhes, saying, "Take great stones in your hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tapanhes, in the sight of the men of Judah. And say to them, 'This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says: Indeed, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hidden. And he will spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he comes, he will strike the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are determined for death to death. And such as are determined for captivity to captivity. And such as are determined for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he will burn them, and carry them away captives. And he will array himself with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd puts on his clothes, and he will go forth from there in peace. He will also break the images of Bethshemesh, house of the sun, that is in the land of Egypt. And the houses of the gods of the Egyptians he will burn with fire.